Could you describe what this week has been like for you and your team?
It's been hard. I mean, in a year when we've talked often about don't expect anything to go smoothly, it's been exactly that. It just seemed like, especially, you know, this last week, you know, whatever could go wrong, you know, actually did. And so it's something that we're going to have to work through and understand at this point, not much we can do about it. And, you know, just prepare for our next game.
How do you do that? Can you get guys back on the field? Can you work out?
Yeah, we're working out in groups today. It's like three or four guys at a time. Tomorrow we can work out probably position players and pitchers, so a little bit more together. And then my expectation is to play on Friday.
How difficult is it to sort of regain any of the momentum you have or avoid being rusty after a layoff like this?
You know, and it just doesn't matter. You have to be prepared for it. You have to go out there with the expectation to win come Friday. And so we'll try to ramp up here in the next couple of days to be prepared for that. But this season in general has been a mental battle as well. I mean, you look and you see the standings, you see how teams are doing. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes that play into it this year, obviously more than any other year.
Wow, were you able to say whether most or all of the team is back in Oakland or if you had to leave anybody in Houston?
You know, I won't get into that. We'll have obviously more details on Friday. What I would like to say about this is nobody broke so not out of the sense.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, Bob. I think you were breaking up a little bit there. Was everybody else having problems with the video breaking up?
Yeah,
we all were.
Okay, Bob, I think we missed almost entirely the entire answer. I think you were saying something about nobody breaking the protocol.
Right. That's something I want to emphasize, is that nobody broke protocol. So, and we've had no positive since, which means we're doing things. These guys take it. So this was kind of a hit for us, but no one went out and did something that broke what you know, the CDC or MLB considered protocol.
During the time you were sequestered in Houston, was there any way for you guys, other than to do exercises in the room, was there any way for them to work out at all?
No. We were all locked down in the rooms. And So this is the first time, you know, we've gotten on the field since. And, you know, we were just happy, obviously, to get out of Houston. You know, it's not fun sitting in a hotel room. Especially when other teams are playing.
How much of a setback is it for you to just not be on the field at all, to just be sitting in a hotel room and not being able to do what you're
setback
designed to do?
Setback how? You talking about physically, mentally?
Actually, I'm talking about both, but yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter on the physical end. You know, once we go play games, we have to go out there with the understanding that, you know, nothing will change for us and we can't use anything as an excuse. But mentally, it's just tough. It's tough sitting there and have to deal with something where you think, and you know, guys were excited about, you know, doing the right thing. And you know, we get one positive and it's a great feeling.
Bob, do you have Fernando there or somebody else that might address the video? It is still kind of a little bit coming in and out. It makes it very hard to hear some of your answers.
Sitting in the concourse.
Yeah, we have to be outside, so we're trying to find a good spot for Wi-Fi.
Oh, I thought it was a strange backdrop.
Yeah. Is it working okay now?
Yeah, fingers crossed. Bob, do you take any sort of anything from the fact that some of the other teams that have been through this, missing essentially a week or even a week, more than a week, the Cardinals, the Marlins in particular, have bounced back really quickly from that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it's timing too, and how much, you know, we've for us, it was a little later, but we are already changing. So, yeah, I guess that's a little bit of a positive to look at. You know, it just is what it is. We got to hit the ground running. And to speak of minor acquisition, that plays into it. We'll have another start. So if you're thinking this logjam in the rotation, and there's not, because there's going to be plenty of times for him to letters coming. Not here.
Meeting is being recorded. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Bob, have you set a
rotation?
Hang on
1 second. Hang on, everybody. Sorry, we're trying to figure out the issue.
That last thing looked like it was going to be interesting to go into.
Yeah, hang on. All right, can you hear us over the phone?
Yes.
You can hear us right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, all right, Bob's going to be on the phone from now on.
Okay, great. Okay, Bob, so what were you saying there toward the end of that after I asked about the Cardinals and the Marlins?
I was talking about minor, and, you know, what looks to be a logjam in the rotation is not. You know, we're going to have doubleheaders coming up, which is going to put him to have plenty of starts. So that one of the reasons, you know, obviously we wanted a guy like that, and he's willing to do anything, but he's going to have several starts coming under his belt just because of the doubleheaders alone.
Do you know how you might use him initially, like when he will pitch coming up?
You know, the first doubleheader, I believe, is Tuesday. Is that right? So yeah, I mean he'll be available to pitch out of the bullpen on Friday, and then, you know, obviously we'll target him to have one of the starts in the doubleheader.
Bob, assuming you guys are able to get out there Friday, do you know how your pitching will line up over the weekend?
Yeah, we'll stay in rotation the way we were going. Lizardo pitched the first game. I mean, we don't want to back anybody off, you know, and give them even a longer time to, you know, to be inactive. So we'll remain in the five-man rotation where we were with Minor helping out in the doubleheaders.
You, Bob, you just mentioned, how are you? I hope you're doing great, my friend. You just mentioned Minor. The last three seasons, you have had some arms that have proved very valuable to you in the like 5 years. And the last year you had a couple of pitchers as well, Homer Bailey, that helped you a lot. Could you please talk a little bit about Minor, how much you think he's going to help you now in this last 3 weeks of the season?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we've had help, you know, and every time we're in this position, the front office has gone out and helped. So, you know, LaStella as well. We think LaStella makes us a better team. We think Minor makes us a better team. And you know, to have another guy, a veteran guy who's performed really well, you know, as early as last year, you know, some of his numbers aren't great this year, but the last time out, he pitched really well and is willing to do anything too. He said, I'm willing to help. However, if you want me out of the bullpen, if you need me to start, you just let me know when I need to pitch. So when you have a veteran guy that's on board like that, that's a benefit as well.
Bob, what is the latest with Marcus? Have you talked to him today?
Yeah, he's out here right now. He's throwing. Swinging the bat is going to be the biggest issue. If I had to handicap it right now, I would say he probably doesn't play on Friday. And we'll see where we go from there.
In his particular case, Bob, the sentence injured list has not been mentioned at all, or you think that, you know, he could be recovered a lot sooner than that?
No, it has not. We haven't brought up the injured list. So, I think that's good too. And the fact that he's taking ground balls on the field right now, and he ran some and he's throwing some, and it's just, you know, we're not going to have him swing today. So we want to be careful with this thing. Obviously that was the biggest issue and the reason he had to come out of the lineup in the second game. So we'll just have to work our way into that. But the injured list has not been talked about.
I understand in the past he has played in the same conditions. You recall that, and for how long he had this, you know, pain the last time he played with it?
You mean in his ribs?
Yes, I understand that he in the past year he has played through this type of.
Oh, condition. Right. Yeah. He's played through it some in the last probably week and a half. But it's obviously a little bigger issue if he, you know, didn't feel like he could play the other night, and we don't feel like at least today he can swing. And Marcus is a tough guy. You know that if he says he can't play, it means it's bothering him. So, you know, it's one of those things that we just have to see how he progresses with medication and just how each and every day progresses. And then once they feel comfortable having him swing a bat, and he's comfortable doing that, he's the type of guy that's going to want to get in the lineup right away after that. But we're not there yet.
Is Pinder going to be your main option if he can play for a few days?
And Machine. Those will be the two guys. Machine's played some shortstop last year as well, and some of our analytics has him doing a pretty good job with it. So my guess is at this point he will be in there against the righties and probably Pinder against the lefties. Now, hopefully, you know, we're not doing this too long. You know, at some point in time, Marcus comes back, but that's the way we're looking at it right now.
Bob, forgive me if you can't answer this, but please don't, obviously. But was there ever a possibility of playing a doubleheader at Seattle Thursday, tomorrow? Or was that, did the protocol prevent that? Or was it just a preference, maybe since it was going to be a one day in and out with a doubleheader to schedule
it
later?
I think it was more being cautious, and this was a league decision. So this was more being cautious and making sure we continued with no more positives, which we have, and doing it for a period of time that the league is comfortable with.
Hey, Bob, I don't know if you're allowed to answer this, but until when you start leaving Houston on Monday, Tuesday, when you were allowed to leave Houston to come back here to the East Bay?
Yesterday. That was yesterday. Yeah, we left yesterday afternoon.